Well, the interesting point is that the town where he was born in Moca has basically essentially one school, and they have no record of him attending.
At all.
So I'm sure the kid has some schooling at some point, but that's so far undetermined. What's really amazing, though, is I asked the father what school he went to, and he told me PS 70. There isn't really actually a PS 70. There's a CES 70, which only goes through the fifth grade. Okay. Turns out that's the place where the kids practice in the wintertime. That's not where he goes to school, and that was proven in the papers in the States earlier, a couple of days ago. Then I asked Paulino, well, listen, if he didn't go to 70, what school he went to? He told me, he went to PS 211. That's not the case either. It's very disheartening from the point of view of the press to ask these questions, get answers, and then find out that it's simply not true or totally inaccurate.
Right.
And that's what I think is beginning to haunt both Mr. Paulino and Mr. Almonte Sr., Felipe Almonte. People really now taking what they say and running to cross-check it.